Tickets Mavs postgame show. Live from the old number 7 club inside the AAC after every Mavs home game. Ben and Skin size it up on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It's Hummer Ticket Stock 2004 from the Plano Center. And our roundtables continue here up on stage. This round, we've got Dan McDowell from Bad Radio. Hi, Dan.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Big Dick Hunter is back from the Wild Ass Circus.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Cool.
And it's the Wolf, Mike Reiner.
Greetings to one and all.
Oh.
Wow. You
got your
look
own gang sign now. That's...
This is the sign of the Wolf.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Is this, do you, when you petty theft plays, do you like to see the wolf ears thrown up in the crowd?
I love that.
All right.
How long have you had that as your little hand
about
signal?
About 2 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Everyone
you
got to
reinvent.
Hand signal. Yeah.
That's right. You got to reinvent. You got to add new stuff all the time.
Hey, is there a petting zoo here? Wasn't that on the copy points?
Yeah, it's called the Ticket Chick Phi Theta Kappa Room or whatever that is over there.
That's not the petting zoo.
Oh, I misunderstood the concept.
Yeah, no,
I
no.
I just had people yell at me.
I think we have had that before. But
I need
don't
to issue some apologies in that case.
I don't know if we have that this year.
All right, well, it was on the copy, I thought, and I read it on the air this week, and then some guys are yelling at me that they brought their kids here and they can't find the petting zoo.
Yeah, it sure does. Petting zoo for the squids, including pony rides.
Uh-oh.
Mm. We'll look into that, Dan, and get back
to you.
I'm just
asking, you know, has anybody seen the petting zoo?
Well, I think that'd be something good for you to do, seeing as how you're doing so little around here otherwise.
Well, what, run the petting zoo?
Yeah, go. Well, go find
run it. Run
it
or find it?
Just go find it.
You'd at least get down on
go
all fours.
Go find it and report back to us the status and future, if you will, of the petting zoo.
All right.
You and Blake Sloan's pension.
I'll do it, because you're right. I have done very little else.
All right, well, last night after we had the big time wasters thing here at Ticket Stock, Ryan's petty cover band played last night at the Barley House.
Right.
Is that your first gig at the Barley House?
No, we did our very first, this is like the
third. Is that where your first show was?
Yeah, this is like the third time we've played ever, and two of them have been at the Barley House.
So how'd that go?
Well, last night or the first time? The first
last
time
night.
Was pretty ragged. Last night was, you know, it was okay. We had some diamonds, you know?
Yeah.
You have anything else? Was it surrounded or?
Well, yeah. I mean, around it, there was a little bit of cow poo-poo.
Oh. What happened well, when those two were?
Well, sometimes the diamonds would get mixed in with the poo-poo, and before long, it all looked like poo-poo.
Oh. Sorry.
But if there were diamonds, that's a positive.
But you did have some diamonds.
Yeah,
least.
We did have some diamonds. So, yeah, I view it as a very good thing. And everybody else seemed to like it. So, you know,
I heard it was packed.
Yeah, we had a lot of people there. A lot of people, a lot of good folks from Ticket Stock made their way down there. And we certainly, on behalf of me and the other boys in Petty Theft, we would like to thank you. For that, for taking the time and trying to do that.
Has that caused you to have to turn around on the Barley House? Because before you were gigging, you
well,
were real
no,
down
no,
on it,
no,
right?
I wasn't down on it. I didn't hate the Barley House.
Then you used to talk about how much people that would go there would stink and be drunk. And
you still have that there.
Oh, okay.
But it's a good place.
Yeah, it's
now it's turned into a stink. Cool, comfortable place.
That he digs.
Right.
Yeah.
And so does Grego.
Now, who are these other cats? I've not seen you. I was going to go last night, but I didn't make it.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Because I want to come support you one of these times.
Well, I appreciate that, Georgie. Really, there were a lot of people clapping after the songs last night, but it was hard to tell whether or not they really liked it or they were just encouraging us to finish the song without anybody's heart exploding. But three of the others are guys that I've been doing this off and on with for about 30 years.
So they're olds?
Yeah, they're olds.
Any Neon Glow Boys?
One.
Really?
Yeah. We have four 50-something pluses in the band, counting me.
Does it feel good to be gigging again?
It's fun, yeah. It's fun.
Make you feel young again?
Well, I don't know.
Make you feel like it's 1977 all over again?
No, not really.
No.
But, yeah, it's fun. It feels good to be doing it again. I never thought I would do it again. So, yeah, it's kind of cool.
So how long? Have you done it? You've
January
only had three shows?
Yeah.
Three shows.
Oh, in 2 months? All right.
Yeah, the first one was in December, so we're averaging about one a month.
Would you do it if it was every week?
No.
That'd be too much?
Yeah, that'd be too much. I mean, just a couple times a month is about right.
Have you, in a fit of nostalgia, called information to get the booking number for Gertie's or
no,
Redo, only
no,
to find out
no.
they've been disconnected for
no,
years?
No. I'm fully apprised of the status of those places.
So how do a bunch of 50-somethings get booked? I mean,
they go through you?
Yeah, pretty
really?
Much.
You're the contact guy?
I do all that.
Is that a tough negotiation process?
Oh, boy, you don't know what a hard ass I am when it comes to this.
You making money?
Well, we're getting paid. I don't know if we're making money, but we're getting paid.
That's not bad.
Which is good because I don't get paid for what I do with the ticket. So, you know.
No, whatever.
Oh, I don't. It's an altruistic venture.
When's the next Petty Theft show?
Well, it will be March 6th at Club Dada, which is
wow.
not this coming Saturday night, but the one after that. And we will be playing with Sorta.
Ah.
Danny's which, of course, band. Is Danny Paul's band, but they have this other thing they do. It's not going to be a normal sort of show, because they have this other thing they do where they do Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
And so they're going to be doing that. They're going to be doing their Bob Dylan thing, and, you know, we're going to be doing our thing, so it ought to be kind of cool.
Maybe get a little roadside couch opening up. Are they still...
What's the status of Roadside Couch?
Whatever happened to that?
They haven't played since Bone Bash.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're turning into studio musicians?
They're distracted young men. They don't have time. Well, they all play different sports. There's a football player and a basketball player and a soccer player. And
they're going to have to focus.
My son plays golf, so they never have time to practice, and they never get together and play.
Did you ever run up your idea for something to do at Ticket Stock past anybody?
Yeah, but then all of a sudden we were a week out and we didn't really have time to do anything. But we'll do that one of these times.
Tell everybody what your idea there was.
We were going to have my oldest son, Brent, play guitar. Blake got a bass for Christmas. And we're going to have Jordan play keyboards and Ryan's play drums.
Wow. So you would sort of be like the...
If anybody remembers the great band Spirit from the 60s, which had the stepfather of Randy California, the guitar player, on drums,
yeah.
I would be like that guy.
I was thinking it would kind of make you the Shirley Jones of that operation.
No,
kind of. She played keyboards, yeah, I guess, but yeah, kind of.
Probably a little less obtuse, a little more contemporary, maybe.
But Blake just started playing bass, and I'm afraid we just have all-out panic set. I mean, you know, how many people we have here last night?
No.
At least 100.
Yeah.
Maybe 150. No, seriously. 3,000? 4,000?
It might have been more than that.
5,000?
I think it might have been our biggest Time Wasters crowd ever.
How many of you can pack into this Plano Center, which you can probably get 5,000 or 6,000 in here. I don't know. But I just thought that being 12 years old, it may be too much of a panic.
Or he may get a taste of it and never look back.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I don't know if I want my kids to get involved in the whole band scene before they even become teenagers.
Next thing you know, he's in some boy band, and you're stealing all his money.
By the way, some of that boy band music isn't half bad.
Then he's in rehab.
Right.
Yeah, we don't want that to
happen. Branded a bad parent.
Yeah, maybe which I may be anyway.
Or maybe he goes metal.
There's always that.
That'd be awful. You know, that's one good thing, and I probably shouldn't say it out loud because it'll probably come back to haunt me. But my kids like music that I like. I mean, they haven't gone real metal or real hardcore rap or anything like that. They like kind of the, you know, Blink 182, Blue October, bands like that. And that stuff sounds like stuff that I listened to 20 years ago.
All right, wait until Scotty is a music fan.
Yeah,
when you're
at that advanced age.
See what he rolls out.
Because he already likes that. So what's he going to like? He's going to be bored by stuff like that by the time he's a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Would it be okay if they like Christian metal?
That's unstable. I mean, yeah, it'd be okay.
But I mean, is that better than metal?
That's a contradiction.
It's just
Christian deviltry.
They have it, though. It's out there.
No, they do, and I'm saying it's a contradiction.
It's just bad, too, because they don't pull that off very well.
But it's like you can't criticize it because it's Christian.
Well,
right?
Why can't you?
Because it's... Nobody ever rips Christian music because it's Christian.
I mean, yeah, they're singing for what they believe in, but yeah, it's it just never really translates well to rock and roll. especially metal.
It's like a metal gospel band. That doesn't work either.
Do they have Christian rap?
Yes.
Does that exist?
I've heard Christian rap.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some better than others.
G to the O to the D, stuff like that.
Yeah, see, that doesn't...
No.
That doesn't translate. But anyway, maybe we'll do that for Summer Bash.
Maybe for Summer Bash?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, are you okay with that idea? I think Jordan would...
Yeah, sure. She'd love that.
She's performed before at the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing for her.
Yeah, she did Ticket Stock a few years ago. She sang a song and...
Is she too big for Ticket Stock now?
No.
We don't see her doing that anymore.
Well, maybe it'll happen
next year. It makes you a little uncomfortable, doesn't it, to put your kid up on stage?
A little. You know, guys are out there leering at her and whistling at her, and she's 14.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to give her a nice sweatshirt.
A little unstable.
Yeah, you know, some kind of big muumuu or something.
Well, see, that's the trouble. She don't want to wear a sweatshirt.
Pentecostal dress.
Right.
A collar.
Right.
All right, maybe we'll do it, or maybe we'll chicken out like we did this. This time we just ran out of time. And the whole Time Wasters thing was just so rushed this time, it seemed.
It's because we had so many big dick tunes.
Yeah, maybe that was
exactly two of those.
Yeah, big dick tunes that required the 40-minute setup before they were executed. 40 minutes
long.
To set up, 2 minutes to do.
Well, they were concept pieces.
All right, more on concept pieces and sports next here from Hummer Ticket Stock 2004.